Thank you for calling Legal Super, the super fund for Australia's legal community. For fund information, like our ABN and USI number, or to join Legal Super, please press 1. If you are a member, press 2. If you are an employer, press 3. If you are a financial advisor, press 4. To hear these, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service consultant. Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes. We value your privacy. Any information gathered during this call will be held in accordance with our privacy policy, found at legalsuper.com.au. Please keep in mind the advice we can provide you is general in nature and does not take into account your objectives, financial situation or needs. During this call, this policy also applies to any third party you choose to assist you on your behalf.
Hi, welcome to Legal Super. This is Surya. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name is Amy. I'm calling from Refuge Financial. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm just calling up today in regards to a mutual client of ours. I just have a bit of a conversation to have. Would I be able to get, give you their member number to start off with, if that's okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's 416-327-91.
Thank you for that. Give me 1 second. I'll just do a quick security check. Can I have members' full name, date of birth, and the address we have on the file?
Yeah, Diana Dolly, address 5 Webbs Avenue, Taylor's Hill, Victoria, 3037, and date of birth, 11th of the 8th, 1981.
Thank you for that, and just give me 1 second. And I just need your full name and the company you're calling from.
Yeah, my name's Amy Farrow, and I'm calling from Oakview Financial.
Perfect. Thanks for confirming the details, Amy. So what information I can provide you on this account today?
So Diana's just called us. She's explained that she has accidentally made a mistake on her Legal Super portal as well as on the ATO portal in regards to potentially closing her Legal Super account or rolling her other super into her Legal Super account. It seems like she's done both options. A little bit confused here. She told us that she tried to call you guys and maybe confirmed that the rollover has been cancelled. I just want to see on your end, is there any rollovers sitting there either to come in or out, and have they been cancelled in any way?
Okay, so the bad news is this account's been closed.
Oh, okay. When was this closed?
This was closed. Give me a second. It was just closed today.
Today. Okay. And has that fund gone to Hub24?
It is a full rollover. Yes, it has gone to Hub24. I can give you the amount that was sent over to Hub24.
Yes, please.
$20,801.99.
$0.99. Okay. with regards to this account, there was insurances in the policy. If obviously the account's fully closed, you can't reopen that. If she was to reopen a Legal Super account, is there any ways to instate insurances?
No. So once the account's closed, the insurances attached to the account will be closed as well.
If she was to set up like a new account, would she be able to elect to have insurances, and what's like the process for that?
So she'll have the default insurances. So if she creates a new account with Legal Super, mm-hmm. then there will be default insurances of death and TPD based mm-hmm. on her age.
Okay, perfect. All right. I think that's all we can for now. So.
Yeah, so she did give us a call on the 11th, which was mm-hmm. on Friday.
Yeah.
We did try to cancel the rollover. The thing how it works is that, like, even though we cancel it from our end, if member mm-hmm. has put in another request from the ATO, like, the request would go through.
Okay.
So even though we tried to cancel it still went through. So,
all right.
Yeah.
That's okay. Thank you for that clarification. I appreciate it. I'll go call Diana. You have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thanks for calling Legal Super. Have a nice day. Bye.
Bye.